We're on Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Beis. Around 13 lines from the bottom. Omar Rav Yitzchok Bar Shmuel Bar Malka Omar Rav Vayosro Toire Elo Kneknais Sheboi. Rav was Machadish that the Toire, when the Toire asked the Git Anoshim, the Toire never meant to ask the Git. We'll see, because the Git is an eighth Baalme. So the Iser is only on the Kneknais, that which branches out from the Git. That's what the Torah asked. And Ula Omar, Ula says, Eiti ba'atayra chai ba'olo. Ula said, the Yid is takan eight, the lav barachile. Bafalpikain, the Torah was machayiv, the Torah asked the achile sagit. Seve machloikis, Rav and Ula. According to Rav, the whole Iser is only on the Kneknais. It is not on the Git. And Ula holds the Iser is on the Git. There's a picture in Sefer Semunei Chayil on page 99. There we can see a picture of the Git and the Kneknais. Omar Abaye said, Tabose the Ula Mistavre. It's Mistavre like Ula, but the Git is also the Omar Rav Sheshes Omar Ravasi, Chutin Shebechelev Asurim, the Chutin that come out of Chelev, is also midarabonon, bein chayovin aleihem, but there's no chiyuv of kores on the chutim, from yos midarabonon. Alme chaylev omar rachmone, the loy chutim. So the Torah said chaylev, and the chutim that extend from the chaylev, that's not chaylev, that's chutim shebe chaylev. And that the Torah didn't answer. Ochinami gid omar rachmone v'loi kneiknais. The Torah didn't say the kneiknais, the Torah said the gid. And the gid, so by faith, the Iser is on the gid. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi, kneiknais gidin dakin ha'hilchen ba'irech ha'yerech mitachas ha'boso, mi gid ha'chitzain l'gid ha'pnimi. We're going from the Gid Achitzin towards the Gid Apnimi. The Hein Ha'asurim. These are, which are also, Lefi Shein Rakin, because they're so. Menois Nimtan. Avo Gid Atzmoy, Shuhu Baroish Ashupi. Koshu, this is very hard. The Eitz Ba'almehu. And it's Eitz Ba'alme. L'davoini, I don't understand the one thing in Rashi. We had heard before on the Tzadik Aleph that there's a Git Apnimi and a Git Achitzein. So we hear on the Tzadik Aleph on the Aleph, Amar Abhidah Meshmu, Shnei Gidin Hein, Pnimi Somuch La'etzem Osar V'chayovin Olof, Chitzein Tzomach Labosa also Ba'in Chayov and Olof. So there's two Gidim. There's a Gid Pnimi and a Gid Achitzein. And the Iser is on the Gid Apnimi. The Gid Achitzein and Pchal is only also Midarabonon. And here, Rashi seems to be saying that the Gidim Dakim that are coming out mi gida chitzim le gida pnimi. So the gidim dakim coming out from the gida chitzim itself is a gida smuta min ha-toyre. Only the gida pnimi is also min ha-toyre. So those that extend from the Gid also should not be more chomer than the Gid alone. So I don't understand. Ula Omar, Afar Pi She'etsu, HaTayr Echiva Olo, the Torah was Mechayev even though it's an eight. Chutim Shebechelet, so going Chutei HaKsolim, the Chutim of the Ksolim, began Bechelev Sha'ala Kerev, יש חוטים דאקים, יש חוטים דאקים, אסורים מיד הרבונן, וחיוב נולהם קודש. Let us see תאיסוויס. אולה אומר, איתו והתוירה אוסרוסה. So, פלוקטה, ויש בגידים בנוי צנטם. וחיירה תאיסוויס want to clarify what the machloikis between Rav and Ule. There's a machloikis of Yesh Begidim B'nai Sintam. There's a machloikis that's a machloikis Tanoim of Plukte the Rameya the Rav Yehuda. We learned there's a machloikis Rameya Rav Yehuda the Pligi the Chatite. If when you take out the Gid, do you have to be chaitit underneath the Bosa? So L'chayre we would say that Rav holds Yesh Begidim B'nai Sintam, many hold that's why the Knoiknes are also. Ula holds Ein Begidim B'nai Sintam, so that's why the Gid is also, the Gidim don't have a tam. L'chayre, the machlokes is totally in the machlokes tanoim. Now also, we had a second machlokes, you have to be chaytet, underneath the boso. That is also totally in the machlokes, Rav and Ula. Rav says the knoiknes are also, so you have to be chaytet underneath the boso, for the knoiknes. And Ula says, but the only the Gid is also, so you don't have to be chayter. So l'chayre, if I said I'm making a problem over here, we have a machlokes tanoim. Yes, begidim b'naisin tanoim, begidim b'naisin tam. Are you chayter? Are you not chayter? And all of a sudden, Rav and Ula are have a machlokes. Are the knaiknes also? Are the knaiknes muta? And l'chayre, so Rav holds yes, begidim b'naisin tam. Ula then begidim b'naisin tam. Rav holds you have to be chayted, Shmuel, you don't have to be chayted, and everyone ignores it. There's a machlokes tanoim in these and yonim. So Taisri says, Lehavi kiplukte de Rav of Ula. This machlokes is nothing to do with the machlokes of Rav and Ula. Elo kesova Rav. So now Taisri is going to tell us a mahalach and asugi. Elo kesova Rav. The hod the pligi tanoi, there's a machlokes tanoi, b'yesh begidim b'nai sintam, b'knoiknes with the pligi. The whole machlokes is by the knoiknes. Avol gid l'kulalma eitu. And the gid is a chanes, there's nothing more to talk about. The whole machlokes is the knoiknes. V'rav vaday sova, command omar, b'yesh ben b'nai sintam. Narashi pas, the rav paskins l'alote. Like the man the Omar that holds Yesh Begidim B'nai Sintam, which means the Knoiknes. The Omar Lekas is only in the Knoiknes. So he paskins the Knoiknes, he paskins like the town that Yesh Begidim B'nai Sintam. So the Knoiknes have a town. So then Rav says, so, Al-Kochoch is Mustafa to save the Torah Atzim Gida Noshe, the whole Easter is only on the Knoiknes, because they have a town, it's a Baisa Chila. The Gid the Torah is Yichadit Nasra, it's an eighth vowel. So Rav holds Lili Paskin, like the Manda Yoma, Yesh Begidim B'nai Sintam. The Lamanda Oma ain't Begidim B'nai Sintam. If you hold that the Gid also, according to Rav, the Gid also is only the Knoiknes. If you hold ain't Begidim B'nai Sintam, Mali Gid Mali Knoiknes. So why you think that? Akoch this is on the Knoiknes because the Gid is an eighth baum, and the Knoiknes is also an eighth baum. If you hold, ain't the Gid in B'nai Sintam. So Akoch, to let us first understand Rav. So Rav is telling us that Olochai paskin yesh begidim b'neisim tam. The eight, the gid alone is zicha an eight balm. There's no machlokes in this, so the gid is zicha mutter. And according to the man the Yomar, that holds yesh begidim b'neisim tam, so I say that the Torah has the knoiknet. The Torah didn't ask for the gid because the gid is an eight balm. Now, the man the Yomar that holds ein begidim b'neisim tam, and Rafat Nishkeret, and everything is awesome. What the chilek? The Torah as a gid. There's no chilek of the gid that has a tam also. Everything is an eighth balma. So according to that man, the Yoma, Pashtetzah, everything is also. No, la loche, that he paskins yesh begid in benois in tam. That means that the knoikness do have a tam. So fakert, I machiach misvorev. That since there's a chilek of gid that has a tam, there's a chilek of gid that doesn't have a tam. So the male mistamed when the Torah said the Torah meant asked the chelik that has a tam. Fine, that's one nekuda. Vechein plukte the Rameya the Rabbi Yehuda. Now there's a machlokes if you're chaytis if you're not chaytis. Rameya holds you chaytis. Rabbi Yehuda holds you not chaytis. The pligi b'chatite. Vahu tane the polig Rabbi Yehuda vishleid lo the Torah ela sha'ala kaf duvat. That's not, it's only mamish on the kaf, that one goes further, even though it's lamaila, it's also mutter. Is kolze yamid rav b'kneiknes. So rav says, forget, again, nisht arayin in this machloikis. That means as follows. Rameya holds your chaytet. Rabbi Yehuda holds your not chaytet. So what's osir? The osir is the kneiknes, that you don't have to be chaytet. There are knoikness, you don't have to be chaitis either. That's a mazundra machlokes. If when the Torah asked the gid, did the Torah asked dafke the chelik hamigule, or a filo the chelik hamachus? Good, that's a machlokes. Rameya and Rav Yehuda. And Rav, the Mishnah Mishmita machlokes. I'm just saying, you know what's up. You hold la locha yesh begidim and neisim tam, only the knoikness are up. Which chaylev of the knoikness are also? Well, that's a machloikis. Chamei, Rabbi Yehuda, the chaylek Agoli, the chaylek Hanivla. I'm not going into that. That's not my geshef. Kol ze yamid rav b'knoikness. Yeah. Agav uche, before we go further, l'chayre Rashi does not hold like Tosfos. Because Rashi says, "Knoikes gidim dakim ha'hoyuchim ba'orech ha'yerech mitachas ha'boso." Rashi says, "Klor, we're talking about knoikes that go mitachas ha'boso." Tosfos says that Rav, that Tamachlokes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda if you go tachas ha'boso. Rav isn't going into this. Rashi seems to be saying that Rav holds. Okay, you have to know, so let him say Aloha Kerameya, but Rashi seems to say not like that. V'ula Tzova, now Ula holds, the whole Hanach Plukte begit Atmoy v'loy b'knaikne. Now Ula holds, Pumfakel of Rav. Rav says, begit Zichan Eitz Balma. The Zichan doesn't have any time whatsoever. The machloikis is in the knoikness, yes, begidim nois and tam, ain't begidim nois and tam. Although the gid zicha doesn't have a tam. Ula says, no. The whole machloikis is only in the gid alone. The knoikness shari l'kul alma. The knoikis, if there's no machloikis, the gid alma rachmona v'loi knoikness. The knoikness are not also. So if there's a machloikis tanoim, if yesh begidim nois and tam, Ein begidim b'nois in tam, so the machloikis is in the gid, not in the knoikness, like this amut. Fine. V'ula vaday sova, keman diyoma, ein begidim b'nois in tam, midekoma eitzu. Now, Ula personally holds, is nothing to do with the machloikis. Ula that says that the gid is an eitz, v'teire chayva olo, so Ula grat holds, Ula holds that, personally, that ain't begidim b'noi same time. But that doesn't have to the machloikis. Now, I'd like to mention this Amoyedike Ha'ore from the Marsho
on Teitzvist, let us just make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. According to the man the yoma ein begidin b'nei sein tam. So it comes out that then Rav never said it's all shtick teich. I mean, the knechnis don't have a tam. Begidas never tam. So according to that man the yoma ein begidin b'nei sein tam. So everything is awesome. Begidas awesome. The knechnis is awesome. And there's no difference in the knechnis and the gid. That's if you hold ein begidin b'nei sein tam. Rav says, but if you hold yesh begidim benoisin tam, then the gid is mutter and the knoikness are also. That's what Rav says. So the whole shtiktoir of Rav is you hold yesh begidim benoisin tam. According to Ule. Now, if you are, so the whole machlokes reality between Ule and Rav is, if you'll hold yesh begidim benoisin tam, so that you, Rav, said that the gid is mutter and the knechnes are also. I hold that yesh begidim benoisin tam, the gid is also also, the gid has a tam, I hold the gid is also also. If you hold ein begidim benoisin tam, and I got hold ein begidim benoisin tam, so then we agree. We both hold that the gid is also. The whole machloikis of Rav and Ule is, if you hold yesh begidim benoisin tam, so then Rav holds that the knoikness are also and the gid is mutter, and then Ule holds the gid is also. But so that they agree. Everyone agrees that the gid is also if you hold yesh begidim benoisin tam. The whole machloikis is, if you'll hold yesh begidim benoisin tam, will the gid be also? Rav said the gid is not also, and Ula said the gid will be also. The gid will be also. God has a time, he also doesn't have a time. So the whole machloikis of Ula and Rav is if you hold yes, the gid is an eitz in time. And Ula says the gid is an eitz and the Torah's rotzai. So the Masha is, so the whole machloikis of Rav and Ula doesn't say what the machloikis is. I mean, Ula l'shitoso, so he, the old ain't beginning with nice and tam, there's no machloikis. Ula should specify what he's chaylik with on Rav. You can hold gesunta hate that ain't beginning with nice and tam, but the way you hold, according to the man, ain't beginning with nice and tam, there's no machloikis between you and Rav. The whole machloikis of the old yesh beginning with nice and tam. So, the Gemara doesn't mention this machloikis of this ha'ore, the marsha is moira. Kevosei the ula mistavre. So then, Abaye says that it's mistavre like ula, because the Torah says gidin at knoikness. Bishultei sarav achoy beparshas vayishlach. So he says the af al gav the koma mistavre ke ula. That Abaye said mistavre kula, osrinin knoikness midarabonim. But he says, the knoikness will be yos midarabonim. Mash medulula filu midarabonim shorish. So from the shiltas, it would seem that the shiltas held according to ulem that afilu midarabonim it's muta, and the shiltas says no. We pass like ule, but it's also midarabonim. It's very modern where the Shiltas saw this in Ule, because Abaye was medame the knoikness to the chutin shevecheilev, and the chutin shevecheilev is also midarabonah. So it's very, that's the chiddush of the Shiltas. I mean, that's what Taisa says. Mashme, from the Shiltas, it seems the Ule afil midarabonah, sorry. He held afil midarabonah in its mother. Before we go further, we should look into the Tumune Choyl. We're speaking about the Leuven Shebekuye. We're also speaking about the Chaylev Shabbosa Choyfa Yisrael. So before we learn the Gemara, like we should know what we're speaking about. So this is in the Tmunei Choyl. There's a few pictures. In 77, 99, 109, and 114. Gufe Omar Rav Sheshes Omar Rabasi. Rav Sheshes Omar Rabasi said, Chutim Shebechelev Asurim. The Chutim that extend from the Chelev are also, with the Rabbonim, Vein Chayov Nalein, but there's no Chiyev Kohes, because it says Chelev, not Chutim Shebechelev. Shebekuye, it seems there are Chutim of Chelev that come out of the from the chaylev of the kuye, asurim, vein chayov nalei, also it's also mid rabbonim, vein chayov nalei. Loivin kuye, now the fat in the kuye, that extends in the kuye, rabbi v'rabchiye, this is a machlekes rabbi and rabchiye, chad osa v'chad shori, so the machlekes rabbi and rabchiye. And now we go further, so that's Rabbi and Rabbi Chiya. Now we go in the Amiroim, Rabbi Memartekle. When Rabbi ate the Kuya, he took out all the Chaylev, the Loivin Shebekuya. Rabbi Yochanan Memartekle. Rabasi Goimle, Rabasi ate it, the Chaylev in the Kuya, he ate it. He ate together with the Kuya, no problem. Omar Rabbaye kebosei de Rabasi mistavot. Mistavot, I can read Rabasi, says why. The Omar Rabbi Yahba, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Chaylev shabosa choyfa oisai mutam. Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, said I yisai, all chaylev that's covered by bosa is mutam. That's the chaylev that's between the ksolim. That's mutam. Alme, so we see from this, Sha'alak Solem Omarachmone, the Torah only asked the Chaylev that's on the surface. Sha'alak Solem Omarachmone. Veloisha Besoichak Solem. Ochinami, Chaylev Alak Lois, it says. Ochinami, Sha'alak Lois Omarachmone. Veloisha Besoichak Lois. So Abaye said, it's Mestava like Ravasi, that you're allowed to eat the Loivin Kuya, because this is not on the surface, this is inside the Kuya. So this you're allowed to eat. That's the Sugya. Now let us see Rashi. Loivin Kuya, Shebesoich Acharit, this is in the Chrit, there's a Chrit in the Kuya, Umispashet Vahoylech Besoich HaKuya, this is Besoich HaKuya, Memartelech, so we had Rabbi and Rabbi Yochanan Memartet Lei, B'shari Shachem, they took out all the Chaylev. And Ravasi Goyim Lei, Hachipui, he took off the Chaylev that was covering the Kulye, Hachipui he took off, Avol Big Kulye, but the Chaylev in the Kulye, Ochal, Tariyei. So Abaye said it's mistava like Ravasi, because we learned chaylev shaboso choifa oisoi chaylev shaal haksolim shatachas hakloyis. This is underneath the kloyis v'nira v'goiva haksolim v'nira v'goiva haksolim. You see, this is in the beginning of the ksolim of the flanks, va'achakach nivlo tachas abosa odaim dak umispashet tachas oisei bosa. This chaylev that starts tachas akloi, and it goes over the ksolim, and then it goes into the ksolim. Chaylev shalak ksolim shetachas akloi. It's v'nire begoy va'haksolim. If you can see it in the beginning of the Ksolim, Bachakach Nivla, Tachas abosa odoim dak mispashe tachas oise bosa. Bechol aksolem. And all the aksolem, you have chelet that mispashe in the aksolem. So umisha abosa choyfeyu, when the bosa starts covering it, that means on the sides, on top, you have the chelet over the aksolem. But when it goes into the aksolem, it's abosa choyfeyu, muta. Uchekolo lemato oisoi boso. Now Rashi says, on the bottom of the ksolim, the bosor end, the top layer of bosor end, yoise mimenu krum of vulovon. Levat krum dak the kolish amispashet bachol aksolim shosomishim chelev kidalakamo. There's a krum dak of chelev over this. We're not talking about that. That krum dak is also that's chelev shalaksolim. But when we go towards the bottom of the ksolim, we have the basar end, and then there is a krum of the lava. There's a membrane, or the, or it's not basar, the lava. The tachas oisai krum of yesh chelet. Underneath this krum of, on the bottom, there's chelet. V'yesh noigim iser ba'oisei chaylet. Others are machmer on this chaylet. V'pisha oisei krum eine choshev chifui boso. It's not covered by boso. Shadako is the Rashash is moichik. Because, first of all, Rashi said it's a krum off. Not dak, it's off. But it's not boso. It's a krum lobo. Aber be'eretz Ashkenaz noigim boi hefer. The chelev shabosa choyf oise is lapped up if it's bosa. If you have a krum that's covering it, it's also the same thing. So in eretz Ashkenaz, the noig hefer. V'gam be'einai nire de chifri gomeru. I also hold like that. I hold it's mutter. Because the drash is, it's alak solim. The whole Isra of Chelev is Alak Solim. But that was Tachas Ak Solim, so if it's not on the surface, if it's covered with Basa, if it's covered with Akrum of, it's also the same thing. That's what I hold. Fine. So Rashi just told us the din of the Chelev that's between the Ksolim, that Chelev is Mutter. The chaylev on the bottom, which is under this krum of, there's others are machmer, and then Ashkenaz, the mekel, and Rashi personally holds it's also mut. Ubeloivin kuya, now Rashi is making a cheshbon, what's with the loivin kuya? Loivin kuya, we hear a machloikis, Rabbi Mamartef, Rabbi Yechim Mamartef, Ranasi, going, what's the din by the loivin kuya? Rashi says, Haloi chacha ha-machmer, v'shari shachar. Here we should be machmer, Rashi says. Given lo yitukim hilchese kerabasi. The Gemara didn't say hilchese. The Gemara only said, Abaye said, mistave kerabasi. Okay? But there was no befeirish psak like rabasi. V'amachmer yachmer, so a person who wants to be machmer is a mokim to be machmer, because the Gemara did not say befeirish, we pass on like rabasi. Vameineya, and if a person is meineya himself of being machmer, Rabbi said, Mestavrike Rabasi. He's also like, it's nishkefelach. So Rashi seems to be saying, we'll see in Taisvid, Rashi seems to be saying that, to be matarit l'chatchile, the Gemara didn't say befeirish, it's mutter, so it would be preferable to be machmer. But if you're not machmer, it's also not kefelach, because Lamaisa Abaye said Mistavri Kerabasi. Fine. Now let us see Tosfos. Omar Abaye Kebose de Rabbi Asi Mistavri. So Tosfos starts off, not like Rashi. Masme, the Hochi Hilchese, we paskin like Rabasi. The Leuven Kuya Shori. Vein Sorech Ligmoim, you only have to cut off Elamashe Chutzle Kuya. You only have to cut off that what's on top of the kuya. Ubekuntres nami kosas, that's what Taisa says. Taisa says, don't have to be machmer. That's the Taisa in the Gemara's machmer. So Mestavri Karabasi, so Weiss Taisa's Mutter. Ob der Kontrast nahm mich kostet, da mich alle hilft, ich meine, Rashi, in einer Schäge, da voll according to Rashi, so, mein Teis ist Passmus als Mutter, no, Rashi said, da mich alle hilft. Ob der Schultes nahm mich bepasses bei Yishlach, hei bioi divrei amater, voloi divrei hoiser. Now, let us just see what Teis is saying over here. Toysvus had a shiltus, shiltus rabachoi goyim. Agavuchas kedai, perhaps for 1 minute, the Meiri in the Akdoma to Ovid, he writes why we have very little sforim from the goyim. We have very little sforim. A little bit about high goyim and the shiltus rabachoi goyim. So he says, in the tkuf of the goyim, there was no need to write sforim. That means the yeshiva of the goyim, they knew kol ha'Torah kula. So, if you had any problems, but the problem was you went to the yeshiva, you asked the goyim, and off the bat, you knew what the. There was no need to write svarim. There was a merdeke behiros in Torah. He says, you know why the shiltus wrote his sefer? He wrote his sefer. He had a son that didn't have too much chesik to learn. He wrote the shiltus. He should learn the shiltus. So the shiltus was Baruch Hashem that his son didn't have too much cheshik, so Memela. So that's why we have the shiltus. We have the shiltus in the school of his son. That's what the Miri says in Dagdama Tov. So because so we have the shiltus. So in the shiltus and Parshas Vayishlach it says the shiltus brings down on this shaila of Leuven Kuya. So the shiltus says Rab Asi Goyim Leiv. The Shiltus does not bring down the whole Machlekes. There's a Machlekes Rabbi and Rab Chiya, Rab and Rab Yochanan. The Shiltus ignores the whole Sugya, and the Shiltus just brings down, Rab Asi Goyimla. He brings down this Chalak of the Sugya. No, so what's done the Shiltus? So my story is the Shiltus out, that La Lochet Mutter, you're allowed to eat it, just cut off the top Chalak. So it seems from the Shiltus, like Taisa said, that we paskin like Ravasi. The Shiltus nami bepaskin, vayishlach heviyu divrei amatam, vay divrei oisho. Vigorat rabbe mechatet lei, v'loi galsinen robe. Now, so Atoysvah said, we'll see, there was a shaila, who are your goyres? Are your goyres rabbi mitmaltet lay or rabbi mitmaltet lay? So Atoysvah says, the shiltus was goyres rabbi, not rabbi. So there's a big problem over here. The shiltus pachlal did not bring down this whole thing. Atoysvah just said it. The shiltus just put on Ravasi. Then Taisus says, the Gorat, he was Geiris Chabe. So Taisus says, that means like this, in our Gemara, he was Geiris Chabe. Because if he was Geiris Rove, so comes that Rove holds, and it's awesome. Abaye says, Mistavri Keravasi, it's Mutter. So it's a Machloikis, Abaye Verove. So we should pass him like Rove. So Al Kolchoch, from the shiltus, if the Shiltus ignored the Shitas HaOislam and brought down Ravasi, so Kochoch in our Gemara was Geiris Rabbe. Because if he's the Geiris Rabbe, so he couldn't pass him like Ravasi, it's a Machlekes Rabbe Nabai. And the Rabbe Nabai, we pass him like Rabbe. That's how the Sheva Shalom says, Pshat Natais. The Gorat Rabbe Mechatet Loi, Loi Gosinen Rabbe. The Imkein, Oi Alochik Rabbe Lagabi Yabai. So Kochoch, it seems that the Shiltus was Geiris Rabbe. Rabbi, B'cholas Svarim, that Taisus says B'cholas Svarim in all our Gemaras, Kosav Rabbe. Also says Rabbe. Gemaldi. Umiyu Kosav Bekuntris. So Taisus seems to be saying, Mika din I hold it Mutter. The Shiltus holds it Mutter. Umiyu kasa bekuntres to believe in kuya aloi chachamachma, but let's not ignore Shitas Rashi. Rashi says you should be machma. Rashi says, given leit mehuchas kabaya.
Machma Yachma Vaminele Hipsi. Fine. So Memele Rashi was Machma. Rashi for some reason was Machma. Vaham Ye. Ubechele Shahabosa Chayfa Oisoi. Now, what about the next Sugyev? The Chaylev by the Ksolim, the Chaylev Shabosa Chayfa Oisoi. Machma Mitech Perisha Kuntrush Shaposhet Loishu Mutter. That Rashi by Slays is Mutter. Rashi didn't bat an eyelid. Rashi even speaks about the krum of that Rashi says, I also hold it mutter. So we have here a sickle problem. That means like this. When it comes to the chaylev that's tachas aksolim, so Rashi says, it's mutter because al aksolim, by tachas aksolim. That's what Rashi says. So it seems there's no shail in this. When it comes in the loivin shebekuye, which Abaye says is also the same thing. It says, Allah Kloyus, Beloy, Vay Teicha Kloyus. Here, all of a sudden, Rashi is Machma. So we have to understand, I mean, Abaye says that they're the same. It's such a cloud of Allah Kloyus, Vay Teicha Kloyus. So there's the same cloud by Allah Kloyus, Vay Teicha Kloyus, Vay Teicha Kloyus. So this problem place is going to be Moira. Everyone holds like Shmuel. Doma chaylev shabosa chayfa isay muta. Shmuel says, there's no machlokes on this. Chaylev shabosa chayfa isay muta. And here we see there's a machlokes. There's a problem, but you see, here there's a member of Shmuel. Shmuel said that Chaylev Tachas Aksolim is Mutter, and no one disagreed with it. Here, by the Loivin Shebesoy Chakuya, we hear the Hogan Atke, Rabbi Yamchiyah, and then Rabbi Yechan, and Rabbasi. So, Al Kolchoch, but the you have to talk and know what is the difference. You have to understand it. Tyson says, I don't understand it, but from the Gemara we see that there's somehow a difference. Now they say it's a different kasha. The chutin shebechaylev asurim midarabonim. Now there we also had a pesad rash. We had chaylev lechutin shebechaylev, and there we said it also midarabonim. So how do we? And here we go that the chaylev alaksolim is koris, the tachas aksolim is mutter. By the chaylev we say chaylev is koris, chutin shebechaylev is also midarabonim. So we have to understand this also, why here the Rabbana Nasat. So Taisi says, Vavagav de Mechutni Shebechelev Asur Mid Rabbana, yes, Lizzo Bohu Tvei, Mechutni Chelev Oto Chelev, Mibolei Ven Kuy. Somehow Taisi says, the Kabilas are different, Mechutni Chelev is Gezer Oto Chelev, and the Loi Ven Kuy, and I says, this is like a different entity in Gansin, this Kabilas are Svorer, but it's not Oto. V'yesh lister mikan. Now Taisus goes to something new. In our sugya, we see in our sugya, Al Kaponim, Taisus personally holds that the Leivin Shebekuya is Mutter. V'yesh lister mikan, divrei Rabbi Lezer mimi. Shoya oima, v'shumen sha'al yeseret ha'kovik, v'shumen v'shandi yeseret ha'kovik, also, af La'achar sheyitel akrum me'olov. So this is shumen. In a minute. Shumen ka yeseret ha'kovit. Also, aflach sheyitel akrum me'olov. Bidisanya b'teiros kainen. Now, Rabbi Lezer mimitz brings a teiros kainen. And teiros kainen says like this. Ki kol oichol chaylev min de behime asher yakrivu mimena. That this covet, and if a person eats chaylev min abahima asher yakrivo mimena. So the pasta, the krum, means that you eat chaylev from a korban Yechayev Kovet. But the Torah is Kovet. Ain't the Yalla Chaylev Mimim. Chaylev, Asher Ekrivo Mimim. It's a Tam. Shem Shevim Likovet. Chaylev Bale Mumim Minayim. How do you know Chaylev Bale Mumim is also more? Tamaloyma Min HaBehema. And the Behema we learned out, a pillow it's not Goyla Kovet. Chaylev Chulin Minayim. Tamaloyma Kikoloy Chol Chaylev. Fine. So the Torah's Koyanim says that Lemaise, that Chaylev, Chulin, Palmumim, even though it's not Roila Krove, Lemaise, it's a Chiyat Kore. Correct the Torah's Koyanim, in Cain, Loma, Nema, Ashe Yakrivu Mimeno. So why do you say Ashe Yakrivu Mimeno? Why do you mean Yakrivu? Because Lemaise, Yechayim, and the Chaylev, even though you're not Makrit. Loima Loch, so the Teres Kainim says, Chaylev, coming to tell us, Chaylev shekamoyu kosher likorei, a Chaylev that be'etzem is roi lakrove, omartiloch, that Chaylev is also. Chaylev defonois shein ruye likorei, but the Chaylev of the tvonis, which are not pechlal oimed laktore, roi omartiloch. So now, the Torah's Koyanim said a mouthful. It says, that what it says, Ashay Akrivu Mimenu is coming to tell us that the Chaylev of it, that means the organs that you're Makter the Chaylev. Tafilu, these, you're not Makter this Chaylev because it's not a Kovim, it's Chulin, that these organs are awesome. But Chaylev Atfonis, which is not Oymed Lahaktorim, so that Chaylev is Mut. Mashme, so Rabbi Lezer Mimit says, Mashme sheyisi oisa chaylev atfonis. That means I need a droshe sheyakrivu mimenu to tell me that chaylev atfonis, since it's not oimed laktore, it is mut. Ilav mishum deine kore. Ve'im kein. So memele, so the Rabbi Lezer Mimit said, chaylev hayeseres, the chaylev of the diaphragm, Shukarev ima yeseres, that you're makrib when you yeseres are covered, when you're makrib the diaphragm, you're makrib it with this chayle, even though you took off the kumarani. So memele, so that's awesome. So the Rabbi Lezer Mimit found a moiridike chumra the Teres Koyanim, that the Teres Koyanim, God, the Teres Koyanim is tongue as a kula, but he says in Teres Koyanim, you see that if you'll have a chayle, that is oimed lahaktore, even though the Torah never mentioned this, but it's also that there's a new drash as a krivu mimenu. Ulefize is a ktoisus according to Rabbi Lezer Mimit, hayelon lesser loyden kuyim. So the loy, because we're makter the kloyes, and we're makter the kloyes with the chaylev inside. Shukarev in akuyim. Bochesherinen lei. So Tosfos says from asugim. The Rabbi Lezer Mimit was machadish, that whatever your makter is also, and you don't need any other guidelines. And that's why he asked the chaylev hayeseres, the chaylev of the diaphragm, shukarevim hayeseres. So according to Mulkamat, the chaylev akloyes will be also, the leiven akulya will be also minatayrem. Asked you, we see zikha not like that. There's a special miyut. Sha'ala kloyes v'loyshe b'zoicha kloyes. He has a special miyut. Umikol mokim kosh. Fine, okay, so we pamphlet the kasha and loyven kuya. Umikol mokim kosh. Abo de lefize litzer shumin ha'alye. Shekori vima alye. The alye yamakter. And so the shuman in the alya, since you makter it, v'aval gav da omer beper kolabosa de chaylev ha'alya mikri, chaylev stam lo yikri, mikom mokim litzo mitam shekorek. According, so Taisa says, good, the leivin kulya will get away, because it's a drash, ala kulya v'le b'seicha kulya. But of the chaylev sheba alya, since you makter this, and Rabbi Lezer Mimit says, that whatever your makter is an isakoris.
So Mizoy is schwer. So it should come out that the chayl of ha'alye, she should be chorus. And it's sicha not like that. Kach nirali the davke chaylev defonis shadoyme lesha chaylev. That means the chaylev defonis is all the characteristics of it. Krum v'niklav, it has, the krum is niklav from it, and it's not attached too strong to the, it could, it's only draped over the kerev. Who have a mitzah, he have a korev? Aber Chaylev Yeseres Veloivin Kuye Vishumana Oye Shein Doimin Klau Lechaylev. This Bechlau does not have the physical characteristics of Chaylev. Like Mitzri. So that Bechlau doesn't become Osa. The Enkraven Betoiras Chaylev. You're not mapped. It's not Chaylev. El Agav Yeseres Vekuye Valye. That means it's a Din Haktore. You have to be makter the yeseres the kuyin dalya, so that what's inside of it, you also makter it. But it doesn't have a shame chaylev. So if it doesn't have a shame chaylev, so memela, so that's mutter, so kaponim, Taisus wants to be chaylek, and Rabbi Lezer mimits.